Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Wednesday morning. I'm Lee Harris out in the newsroom, and Glenn Shuck and John Montone are in the field for us this morning. First, we go to Brooklyn. There's been another beating and robbery there. Once again, the victim, a Hasidic man. But at this point, the cops are not treating this as a hate crime because of what the robbers didn't say. 1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck live in Williamsburg this morning to explain that one for us. What's the deal, Glenn?
Well, Lee, I got to tell you, a lot of the residents here are not happy about that and heard us on the radio talking about it. In fact, the NYPD is not calling this a hate crime yet. It's a crime of opportunity is what they're saying, an attempted robbery, and no slurs were made. And that's why not the hate tag here, but that certainly could change. A 24-year-old Hasidic Jewish man, Lee, walking around 9:30 last night here in Flushing Avenue, not far from his house, when all of a sudden, if you watch this video that we got from Dov Hyken, the former assemblyman who's put it on Twitter this morning, you can see those suspects kind of cowering behind an SUV before they race around and punch and slap this man in the face, who tries to run away. We don't think he was seriously injured, but again, he was hit pretty hard in the face a couple of times. As for Hyken, he leads this organization now, Americans Against Anti-Semitism. He's calling this open season on Jews, where people are being attacked basically for no other reason but for being Jewish.
Now, they're making an interesting distinction here. They obviously could identify this guy as Jewish. There's no mistaking it. But because they didn't say, you know, effectively the magic words, the slurs, they are not categorizing it as a hate crime.
Right. And I think what's going to happen now is there's going to be pressure from the community to change that. Police in the 79th precinct, and again, are going to get out here and get an earful from some of the residents here. I spoke to a woman going into a grocery store who was just shaking her head and said a few things we can't repeat on the radio, but we'll see if that classification changes. We do want to mention as well, all of this has been a series of events, really, in Brooklyn, and there's a rally, Lee, at City Hall on Sunday, led by Dov Hyken, where he's calling for more leadership in this regard in terms of attacks on Jews and stepped up police enforcement as well. So that'll be happening on Sunday.
1010 Winds newsman Glenn Shuck live in Williamsburg this morning. We go now to my hometown of Oceanside, Long Island, where they've had a rough couple of days. The most recent incident involving a police shooting of a man who was armed with a weapon I don't recall from my days in Oceanside, a samurai sword. John?
And Lee, it was face-to-face inside a house on Columbus Avenue, father and son. The son was armed to the teeth with knives, threatening the father. The father called 911. Police arrived, and the police commissioner, Patrick Ryder, says the officers went in. The son picked up that samurai sword. The officers kept telling him, drop it. Instead, he came at them with the sword. They fired. They shot him dead. The son, a 36-year-old, an emotionally disturbed man, the next-door neighbor, telling one of the news outlets that you could see this coming. He's been acting erratically. He threatened his sister the other day, and the neighbor said it's a tragedy all around. It's a good family, but, you know, the son was emotionally disturbed.
Now, Oceanside, of course, not ordinarily a hotbed of crime, but this is the second fatal incident there in 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about what police officers do sometimes on a daily basis. On Monday, they responded to the stabbing of a teenager at the mall nearby. And then this, both of these officers now are being treated for a trauma. Another officer who arrived later actually tried to save the samurai sword, emotionally disturbed man who was dying there, administering CPR. He wasn't successful, but the officer tried to save his life.
All right, John Montone live from Oceanside this morning on the All Local. Well, cops are saying this was an accident, but they're not sure. Kevin Jenkins is a maintenance worker at the Trump Plaza condominium complex in New Rochelle. He says the driver who crashed his car into the lobby there last night got out of the car and then just took a seat in the lobby and said nothing.
I've seen the driver sitting over there, and the doorman and the concierge got hurt. He was sitting in the chair, was bleeding, and he just really shook up.
Three people were hurt, but the injuries were not life-threatening. Again, police say they think it was an accident, but they are not entirely sure. They're still investigating. That 40-story condo complex is owned by the Trump Organization. The guy who held up Dunkin' Donuts in the East Village last Friday couldn't get the register open, but the robbery wasn't a complete waste of time. He did make off with half a dozen assorted donuts. An employee tried to stop him from getting away with the goods, the baked goods, but the robber punched him in the face. Cops have now released a surveillance photo of Donut Boy. We'll put that up at 1010winds.com. If he looks like anyone you know, please get in touch with the cops. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.